This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden and U.S. Senator Kamala Harris delivered an aggressive 1-2 attack on the character and performance of U.S. President Donald Trump Wednesday as they made their election case for the first time as running mates. Biden pitched Harris, his former primary rival, as a smart, tenacious figure who will help him defeat Mr. Trump in November amid the pandemic, creating an economy and national reckoning on racism. Harris is making history as the first black woman on a national major party ticket. Many Democrats see her as appealing to progressives, mainstream liberals, some independents, and Republicans unhappy with President Trump. The president and his allies are attempting to cast Harris as too left-wing for the country. One Trump-Pence campaign email describes her as the meanest, most horrible, most disrespectful, most liberal of any in the U.S. Senate. Without providing specifics, it describes both Biden and Harris as two corrupt career politicians and urges voters to support the Trump-Pence ticket. The United States military reported that Wednesday, Iranian forces boarded a civilian vessel in international waters in the Gulf. The U.S. Military Central Command released a grainy black and white video on Twitter showing a helicopter near a large ship with a message saying today in international waters, Iranian forces, including two ships and an Iranian Sea King helicopter, overtook and boarded a ship called the Wyla. According to tracking data, Wyla is a Liberian flagged oil tanker and was currently anchored near a United Arab Emirates port. A U.S. official speaking on condition of anonymity said that the incident took place near the Strait of Hormuz, and the ship was eventually released by Iranian forces. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA.